Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borchers Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we want to pause throughout our busy week, whenever and wherever we are, to reflect on the words of Scripture that we're reading today. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, most merciful Redeemer, for the countless blessings and benefits you give. May we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day, praising you. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not gone out yet, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called out, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So Samuel went and laid down, and the Lord called again, "Samuel." So Samuel got up and went to Eli, saying, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and laid down in this place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. So when we look at origin stories, hero origin stories, almost every hero's journey starts out with a mentor at some point. Someone to teach the hero everything they need to know or to continue guiding and leading them in their quest for good. And we see in these mentors how they come in all shapes and sizes and ages, that anyone can be a mentor to someone, whether it's for a lifetime or for a quick lesson. We see that in the hero Batman, that he has a mentor in Alfred, someone to continue guiding and aiding him on his journey for good. We see in Spider-Man, who has his Uncle Ben, to teach Spider-Man that famous classic line, "With great power comes great responsibility." And that we see how that becomes Spider-Man's guiding principle throughout his life. But I think my favorite origin story is from Star Wars: A New Hope and the journey of Luke Skywalker. In the film, Luke finds himself saved by Ben Kenobi, who encourages Luke to leave everything behind to start his journey. And we see throughout the film that when Luke doesn't understand something, or when Luke is in need of help, Ben is there to guide and lead Luke all the way to the end of the movie. And those teachings that Ben leaves with Luke, like trusting in the Force, carry on with Luke even after Ben's death, and follow Luke throughout his entire life to always trust in the Force. And what we see is that mentors serve an important purpose for all of these characters. They teach us, they guide us, they challenge us, and their lessons stay with us throughout our lives. And it's our passage today that we read and reflect on the origin story of the great prophet Samuel, who also had a mentor. Now Samuel, the prophet from the Old Testament, was a great prophet of the people of Israel. He was the prophet who would go to anoint the first two kings, Saul and David, and to oversee their rule by teaching and guiding and challenging them throughout their lives. But before all of that happens, we see how Samuel in this passage, in his origin story, starts out as a boy sleeping in front of the Ark of the Covenant, sleeping in the temple of God. We see how there was even a time when Samuel didn't know who God was, nor did he know how to listen to God. And so we see that God tries to get his attention several times by calling out to Samuel by name. But because Samuel doesn't know who God is, he runs to Eli, God's priest losing his sight, Samuel's mentor. We see in this passage how God works through Eli, Samuel's mentor, to teach and guide Samuel to listen to God. While it takes Eli several times to, he realizes what's going on and what God is doing. So instead of telling Samuel to go back to sleep, Eli teaches Samuel how to listen to what God is calling him to do. And it's here we see Samuel return to sleep. And when he hears God call out to him, instead of running to Eli, he responds with the words Eli taught him to say. "Speak, for your servant is listening." And that begins Samuel's journey as God's prophet, the one who will go to anoint and judge kings, teach and guide the people of God. But before all of that happens, even Samuel started somewhere. Even Samuel had a mentor whom God worked through. And if we think back to our origin story, beginning our lives in the church, whether we were baptized as a baby or we joined the church as an adult, we didn't show up knowing everything there is to know about God and grace and love and Christ. That we too, like Samuel, started out not knowing who God was, not knowing how to listen to God. We too were in need of a mentor. And like Samuel, God worked through a mentor to teach us about God's word, to teach us how to listen to God, to hand down this gift of faith to us today. That God worked through a mentor, whether it was our parents, our grandparents, our godparents, a pastor or other members from the church or from anyone in our lives. God worked through these mentors so that God could one day work through us to do the same. Because God now works through us to teach others about the word of God, to show others how we listen to what God is calling us to do, to continue handing down this gift of faith to others in our lives today. And even though God works through Samuel to teach and guide the Israelites, even though God works through us to teach and guide others, I don't think Samuel ever forgot what that first lesson Eli taught him. And I don't think we forget those lessons our mentors taught us. Because the reality is that there are times when we will miss the mark to share God's word. We will miss the mark to listen to what God is telling us. We will miss the mark to hand down this gift of faith to others. But in those moments, I think it's important to hold on to what our mentors taught us about God. That even when we miss the mark, even when we come to confess the things we have done and left undone, even when we haven't been our best self in the world to our neighbors and strangers and enemies, we can remember everything our mentors teach us by looking to the cross. That we see the God our mentors taught us about. That we see a place where God speaks to us for us to listen. We see how this faith is given to us, is handed down to us as a gift. That because of what our mentors taught us, we can always come to the foot of this cross, of any cross, to know that we are loved, to know that we are forgiven, to be listening servants for the Lord like Samuel. And I think it's important to thank and to give thanks for those people in our lives. That as we live as listening servants, listening for God to speak to us, we thank those mentors that God, whom God works through. That we give thanks to God for working through those Elis and Ben Kenobis in our lives, whoever they may be, because God worked through them so that God could work through us one day. So as we go forth in our lives today, I wonder where those places are that God is speaking to us, like God spoke to Samuel. I wonder where those places are that we can open our ears to listen for God's word. That maybe there are places that God is working through us right now to teach someone about God's love, to serve someone we do and don't know. And so I encourage you to take these words of Eli with you throughout your life this week and even after that. Speak, God, for your servant is listening. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who teaches us and guides us throughout our lives, we give you thanks for countless mentors and teachers that you have given us in our lives so that we too may know you and worship you. We pray that you continue to work through us and help us to listen for where you speak to us in our lives so that your will may be done through us. In the name of your Son who reconciles us and the world to you through the cross and the tomb. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.